You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi, I'm Heidi Simpson, and you're listening to 95BFM.
I grab coffee, the usual, he knows what I want. I'm done talking in the taxi, my headphones on.
Kia ora, Heidi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks for coming up here. How was your 2023? You've been quite busy. First single released under Heidi Simpson.
My 2023 was good. It was like, it always takes so much longer than you think to get a song out. Like, I feel like it's always like 4 times the amount that you think it's going to take. So it's meant to happen a lot earlier, but I got there. And I also went overseas, which was cool. And then I just worked lots and wrote lots of songs. So yeah, it was a good year, kind of just getting started with my solo project.
I'm not going to lie, that song was incredibly catchy. What's on TV is on all streaming platforms right now. Go stream it. So yeah, tell us about... You've just said it, you're working on a solo project. Tell us a bit about this project you're working on.
Yeah, so it's kind of a bit of everything. Like, honestly, I feel like for me, writing songs, I just kind of let them take whatever form they want. Like, they're all very pop conscious, I would say. Like, I feel like most of them are like pop structured, but they kind of take different genre forms. Like, I feel like What's on TV is very like, it's very pop. A lot of it is like a bit more like indie rock or like rock pop or like dream pop. Like, it kind of varies around those genres a little bit. And yeah, I've just been writing as many songs as I can, and I'm kind of just releasing them as I get like the mixes and masters and stuff at the moment, and then just trying to play some live shows and yeah, just doing as much as I can in these early stages.
Yeah, and you've even teased some unreleased music as well.
I have.
The people want to know, when's it coming out?
I would say in the next couple of months. I've got the master. I'm just kind of waiting on the like admin side of things, yeah, which is the bit that always takes a long time. But like, I think I've almost got my single cover finished, and then it'll kind of just be about getting the date ready.
Sorry to put you on the hot seat there. It sounds excellent. Yeah, what's that process like for you, constantly writing songs? You seem like quite an active musician. You're always creating something. Tell me about that.
It's hard because I feel like my creativity fluctuates quite a lot. Last year, kind of at the start of the year, I feel like I went through a period where I was like, I can't write songs anymore. Like, I'm just not, like, I mean, I was still writing songs, but I wasn't really writing anything I was really connecting with. And then, like, all of a sudden, I'll just have a period where I'm writing 5 songs in a week that I love, maybe not that many, but you know. And then, so I just try and take it as it comes. And a lot of the songs that will be coming up, like the next song that I'm releasing is a song I wrote probably 2 years ago now. So it's taken a while to get it over the finish line. I write a lot of songs, but I feel like you know when you get a really special song, and that was one of those songs from a few years ago. I've kind of filtered through all of them and have 7 or something like that that I'm really excited about at the moment.
I grab coffee, the usual, he knows what I want. I'm done talking in the taxi, my headphones on. Out the window, my hair blows, my favorite song. Then he drives me out at the park, the one calm isn't that far. My bedroom falls in disarray, but that's a problem for another day. Save me.
For those people who may not be too familiar with your music, your sound, and your style, how would you best describe it?
I don't know. That's a hard question. Overall, I'd say I'm an indie pop artist, and I think my style is maybe 90s or 2000s, kind of in between those, but just whatever I'm feeling. I think it's kind of just inspired by stuff that I've liked throughout my life, like a lot of stuff that I liked as a kid, and then like a lot of stuff I liked as a teenager. Yeah, just kind of the stuff that was like around when I was growing up with like a modern take on it, I guess.
The quintessential, what were your inspirations as a musician? That kind of segues nicely.
I always find this question so hard because all of a sudden every musician that I've ever liked just kind of disappears from my head. I guess it's changed a lot throughout my life. Like, I feel like my inspirations have always varied. Like, growing up, I loved like Gwen Stefani and Lily Allen and Katy Perry and just kind of like the pop girls. I was like a huge Hannah Montana fan, and like looking back, I really feel like that has influenced me. Listening back, I'm like, wow, these are kind of bangers. I feel like when Lorde came around, loved her. I was also like a big Taylor Swift fan, so I feel like that influenced my pop writing. And then like I feel like I discovered the more bandy sound, like the Strokes and stuff like that. And love like the songwriter girls like Phoebe Bridges and stuff. So honestly, just a mix. Elliott Smith as well, like people like that.
That 2010s like era of pop is kind of undefeated. Maybe it's because we're Gen Z.
Yeah.
And that's what we like grew up with.
Yeah. But I feel like there's just nothing like it.
Yeah, no, the Hannah Montana movie was, I allegedly cried to that. I'll say allegedly, I'm not going to be exposed on radio when it came
out. Honestly, I'm not going to lie, I rewatched it last year for the first time, and like it held its ground. Like it wasn't amazing, but I was like, okay, like I can see why I went and saw this in the movies three times.
Three times. Damn, I only had to see it once, and I'm like, that destroyed me. I'm not doing it again. Yeah, and you've had an interesting journey. We were talking off mic about your incredibly talented group of friends that you have, and, you know, you've been making music since you were young. How did you get started, and at what point were you like, okay, I want to make music, this is what I want to do as a career?
Honestly, I really don't remember the moment where I was like, I want to be a musician. Like, I feel like I had decided it from being a child. Like, I don't remember when. Like, I remember being in primary school and being like, I'm going to be a singer. Like, I'm going to be a rock star. Like, I wanted to be like Hannah Montana, I think. And also my dad is a musician, and my mom had also been in bands and stuff. So I feel like I was very surrounded by that lifestyle, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it as well. And then in primary school, I was in all of the music stuff I could be. I was in the rock band. We were called Jam Attack.
Jam Attack.
Yeah.
That's a cool
and
name.
I was in the choirs and all that kind of stuff. And I think I started writing a couple of songs in primary school, but they weren't very good. I didn't really have anything to say about the world or about myself yet.
That's everyone's songs in primary school, right?
Yeah. The first one was, it's raining outside, it's raining too hard today. I won't go any further, but it was about
it's unreleased. It's unreleased.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I think when I was in high school is kind of when I started actually writing a lot more songs, and then I got Logic and I started messing around with that, and I feel like that really expanded my writing because it was a bit easier to be creative. Yeah, and then I was in a duo called Laika, and I did that for a few years and wrote heaps of songs in that time, and we put out an EP and played lots of shows, and that was kind of my foot into like doing music as a career. For me, it's important to have songs that I'm excited about, but also kind of have a vision behind them of what I want like the visuals to be and how I want to go about it. So like that's something that I'm thinking about all the time. And sometimes I have songs that I really like, but I just can't figure out like how to make them fit in with the other songs, or like, or why they would make sense to be on my project. So I feel like a lot of it is like writing the songs and then thinking about them and listening to them over and over and trying to like visualize what like the world of that song would look like, and or like a music video. Even if I never make a music video for it, I feel like that's something that really helps me, because it kind of gives me a vision of the world that the song is in. Sometimes it just like clicks in where I'm like, oh, like these songs belong together. And then I feel like that's what I've been doing recently, is being like, okay, so I'm going to release this song, and then hopefully have these songs as an EP, which I have no idea when all this will be. Like, it could be later this year, it could end up being like next year, and then I'll have more songs by then. Yeah, but I want to make some music videos, play as many shows as I can, and just kind of take any opportunity that comes.
That's cool that you create a visual style as well. I feel like that's not an integral part of music, but it definitely helps with like the vibe of a song. And What's on TV definitely has that too.
I feel like if I had the means to, I would have gone further with it and made like a video for it and stuff. But like, since it was the first song, I couldn't really do that. But yeah, I definitely had a world that I envisioned for that. And I feel like it's important, because a lot of the time there'll be songs or artists that I love, and there's such clear like visuals and like everything around it kind of, it just, yeah, has its own world or vibe associated with it.
If I remember correctly, were you in New York when What's on TV came out, or am I?
It wasn't when it came out, but I took some photos for it in New York that I ended up using.
It definitely suited the vibe.
Yeah, and I also made Jade take a lot of videos of me walking around New York, and I made like TikToks with it, because I've got to try and do the TikToks.
Yeah, getting on the TikTok game is important. Underrated. But it's hard though.
It's really hard.
Show wise, anything that you'd like to announce? Anything that you've got lined up?
Sadly, I don't really have anything to announce. There might be something in the works for the next few months, but yeah, I want to play a headline show at some point this year, because I haven't done that yet. So I think that that's a goal for myself and something fun. So keep an eye out for that, I guess. But don't know when that would be.
And I mean, you opened for Princess Chelsea.
I did.
So that was sick. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was so cool. I love Princess Chelsea. Like, I think that she's such an amazing artist. And I did a more acoustic set for that because, yeah, there were two people from my band who were both at South by Southwest in Sydney. So I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Because my drummer was gone. He's the one that also does like the tracks and stuff. So I just ended up doing just a guitar and bass set with my friends, George and Lucian, who was also on here recently. And yeah, it was really fun. And it was also cool to play a show in a different way, do a bit of a different set.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.